I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Well, and thanks everybody for being here with us today. I'm very excited to know that you're out there listening. Big Pitch Radio is growing. We are now in 42 markets, up from 37 just a month ago. So shout out to all of the new markets out there and all of our new listeners. We're just so very, very grateful for you. This is Marla Tabaka, and I've been deserted by my fellow hosts today. So I'll be speaking to our guests alone, which I'm kind of looking forward to. You know, it's something a little bit different. I know that Kevin Harrington is on the road. He's in sunny California today. And Jason Gary is out and about doing some other things, but he's missing us, and I know that he'll be back with us tomorrow. So hang in there. We're going to have a fun show. I've got an amazing young gentleman who has just achieved incredible things that you'll want to know about. And business owners, if you're using content to grow your business, I think that you'll definitely want to stay tuned for our first segment with Emerson Sparse. And then we have a fabulous business owner coming on as our pitch. Aaliyah Hosh is going to be with us, and she's got some wonderful, like, facial masks and just wonderful amenities and spa kind of luxury items that we're going to learn more about and see how she does on her pitch. So without further delay, let me introduce our first guest. Emerson Sparse is one of the world's leading experts on internet virality and has been featured in major media, including Wall Street Journal, Forbes, The New Yorker, CBS, CNBC, and CNN. As the CEO of Dose, the company behind Dose.com and OMG Facts, he runs one of the world's fastest growing digital media companies with, get this, 50 million unique visitors per month. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's pretty fine. At the age of 12, Sparse founded MuggleNet, and MuggleNet was the number one Harry Potter website, which attracted, again, 50 million page views a month at the age of 12, okay, in case you didn't hear that. And by the age of 19, Sparse became a New York Times best-selling author after publishing his first book. Now, Sparse lives in Chicago. We're neighbors. Hey, I'm in Naperville. And he lives with his wife, Gabby, and his pet chinchilla, Zoe. I love it. Welcome to Big Pitch, Emerson.
Thanks, Marla.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you because you just have such a fabulous history, and you're of that millennial generation, right? So, I mean, you've achieved so much at such a young age. Congratulations. I'm so inspired by you.
Thank you. I've been incredibly lucky.
Yeah, well, you've worked incredibly hard, and that's what it's about. So, and you're incredibly brilliant, apparently. So, how long have you been in Chicago?
About 5 years.
5 years, okay. And where were you before that?
I grew up in LaPorte, Indiana, a little farm town about an hour and a half outside Chicago.
Yeah.
And And when I was 12, I convinced my parents to let me drop out of school and start homeschooling myself. So I was in La Porte doing that, and then I decided eventually to go to college for fun, which was not a very good reason. I got bored quite quickly, but I ended up entertaining myself by designing my own curriculum outside of my formal curriculum, and so that was in South Bend, Indiana. I went to Notre Dame.
Wow, wow. So do you have, like, a genius IQ going on?
Actually, I have an enormous chip on my shoulder because I was 1 point away on the scale from genius IQ, and I thought for sure I'd have it.
Wow. Well, I think it's okay. I think it's okay to cheat and just add that point on and claim that genius that genius name, because you've done so much. Like, at the age of 12, how did you learn to grow a website to number one in its category with 50 million monthly views?
I think. You know, one of my favorite quotes is a quote from Einstein that says, I'm not brilliant. I have no special talents. I'm just passionately curious. And that's what I've always, that's what I think represents anything that I've done that's been successful, is just, I've always had this burning curiosity to learn how things mm-hmm. work. And I'll spend far more time with problems than most people will. And then eventually I'll figure out how to make it work. And so that was the case with MuggleNet, is I spent 10 hours a day working on it, because originally it was because I was really into Harry Potter. And I wanted to make an awesome Harry Potter site. But then it quickly became about just building the best Harry Potter site that I could. It had nothing to do with Harry Potter. And, you know, if you work on anything for 10 hours a day, every day, after you give it enough time, and you'll probably build something pretty cool. And that's what happened with MuggleNet.
Yeah. That's incredible. And I love what you said about curiosity, because as a business coach, that's what I tell all of my clients, because entrepreneurs, when they're under the stress of growing a company, as you know, can become pretty intense and sometimes discouraged. And then before you know it, that energy ends up being kind of an all about me energy, and they stop being curious. And that's to the detriment of their health and their company. Absolutely. Curiosity is just one of the most important qualities you can carry as an entrepreneur. So obviously you were born with that. So that's pretty exciting. How'd you get this entrepreneurial streak? I mean, does it run in your family? Tell us a little bit about your upbringing.
It does. It does run in my family. Both my mother and father were/are small business owners. My mom runs a community foundation in La Porte County, and my dad runs a small solar energy company. It was a product of my work environment. My dad used to have Tony Robbins CDs playing all the time in the background, and we'd go on family road trips and he'd have them playing. And so I had these, you know, I was getting pep talks from a young age, and that was something that my parents also instilled in me, was just curiosity. Like, what did you learn? What did you learn? They were always asking me, what did I learn? Everything I did, everything I accomplished, everything I experienced, they were always there to make sure that I was, you know, that I was learning. And so I learned to place a high value on learning at a young age.
You know what I love, Emerson, is a lot of times, because I do a ton of interviews for Inc. magazine and for this show and my other show. And, you know, so I interview a lot of successful people like yourself. And there's always a story, obviously. There's always a story. In my experience, the greater majority of them, however, are sad stories, are rough start stories. And that's how the entrepreneur developed the tenacity and the grit to move forward. I love, love, love that your story is such an uplifting story, and you had such amazing parents instilling that curiosity and that drive in you. And it's so refreshing to hear that. So tell your parents I adore them, okay?
Oh, I my goodness! By saying I was incredibly lucky.
I think it is the luck of the draw, isn't it? Isn't it? But you were lucky. But your success certainly has nothing to do with luck. I mean, you had some challenges when you launched Dose Media right in the beginning there. Tell us a little bit about those challenges, and I'd love to hear how you gained the courage and the tenacity to keep going through them.
Absolutely. So at Dose, our model, the way the business works is that we have technology that helps us detect what we call stories worth sharing. So this is content that has what we call high viral potential. So content that people will share. And like any business that deals with this kind of content, you know, you're really playing a game where you're trying to hit home runs, you know, content that goes mm-hmm. super viral. And so you really have to build a business where you're expecting to fail the vast majority of the time, because the vast majority of the content won't go viral. So that can lead to quite a bit of volatility in the, you know, the monthly
yeah.
user numbers.
Yeah, you know what? I ask you this loaded question, and then we have to go into break. So hold on to that thought, because what you just said is amazing to me. You're building a business that's destined to fail because most of the content isn't going to go viral. And just that mindset alone going into a business is such a flip side of what most people can achieve. So I want to hear definitely the rest of that story when we come back from this break. And I am told that Jason Gary decided to desert his desertion of the show this morning. So he's going to hop on with us, and we're looking forward to that because he always brings a little charm and laughter to the show. You're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We're always so happy to have you here. Make sure to visit us over in social media. I love hearing from you with those tweets, and we have some tweets coming in for our fabulous lawyer, Amy Tepper, and Amy's going to join us tomorrow, so I'm hanging on to those. You can tweet us at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter, of course, and if you head on over to Facebook, you'll find our page, The Big Pitch Radio Show. So we enjoy visiting with you in social, and you can find me at Marla Tabaka, TABAKA.com. We'll be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big night in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we're back here on A Big Pitch Radio Show, and Jason Gary has decided to grace us with his presence. And you know what? I'll save you the humility, Jason, and I won't read this intro that you just wrote for yourself. But I want to read our listeners out there to know that it contains something about like being the most dynamic, charismatic, Greek godlike. Yeah. Person on the planet. Yeah, that's you.
I always find it. I always find it funny when you listen to somebody introducing a speaker, and you know they make it sound like you know they crafted that, but you clearly tell that the speaker crafted it, and the speaker always comes out all surprised. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so kind of you. Like, yeah, it's kind. You wrote it. You better be kind. You're going to talk bad about yourself. And so it's kind of funny. Yeah, so.
Well, Emerson is with us. Emerson Sparks, and he obviously had a wonderful publicist who crafted his intro, but it was fabulous. And Emerson has achieved some amazing things. And Jason, going into break, I asked him about, you know, how he got through the challenges that he had at the beginning in building Dose Media. And Emerson said something that I just found absolutely profound, that he had to get started with the mentality that he was actually building something to fail, because most of the stories that he was going to pick up and did pick up on his website would not go viral. And the whole goal was to make things go viral. So I love that twist. So Emerson, continue along that line and tell us the rest of that. Give us the rest of that story.
Absolutely. So first, I should zoom back out, because the origins of Dose really go back about 10 years when I was running MuggleNet, and I was fascinated by wanting to understand why things went viral. Because to me, the ability to make things go viral felt like the closest that we could get to having a human superpower. I mean, you could make things viral. You could tip elections. You could overthrow dictators, start movements, revolutionize industries. And so I had this insatiable curiosity for almost my entire adolescence to understand the patterns of why things go viral. And with Dose, the goal was not just get lucky. The goal was to create a system that would that would be able to create viral content systematically. So. But like any business, there's many challenges along the way, and I've got a huge, huge, long list of all the struggles. But at the end of the day, like anything in business, you have to believe that everything. When you fail, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn, and every challenge that we faced along the way at Dose was really just another learning experience. But actually, I'd say more than anything, the reason why we've been successful is because we actually fail at a much larger scale. I mean, every single day, the amount of content that we create. Deliberately knowing that only we create for every 100, right now we're averaging for every 100 articles we produce, about one goes viral. Oh, and wow. And we're among the best in the world in virality. We still only get 1 in 100 to go viral. And then we do a bunch of testing on the content to increase the probability of it going viral. Most of the tests, of course, fail. So it's really just a giant machine that fails almost all the time, but still ends up being successful at the end, which is how we have 50 million monthly visitors.
No, it's awesome that you've done that. And I always talk about creating a destination, right? And that's essentially what you guys have done is, you know, that's what everybody's trying to do. I talked to our entrepreneurs and CEOs and leaders out there in terms of when you have a website, you have a brick and mortar, you have a radio show, you have a, you know, in your case, really a website that's, you know, driving a ton of traffic to it as you're trying to create this destination. And, you know, it is an interesting perspective because most, I think, business owners really launch out there and go through their days and try to avoid failing. And, you know, it's the philosophy that you fail forward fast. And so I'm hearing you, and that's really what you guys are doing, is just, you know, that your metrics are telling you that you're going to put a certain amount of content out there and you're going to fail to a certain extent. What is the ultimate goal for you guys on a daily basis? I mean, obviously to drive traffic, but to monetize as well, I'm sure. And but ultimately, you know, what's the short, mid, and long-term goal for what you guys do?
We're you know, our aim is to build the most technologically advanced media company in the world. That's our DNA. You know, not just art, but art plus science. Not just intuition, but intuition plus data. And as it relates to the company, you know, we produce content that helps people learn, laugh, and feel inspired. Those are the three content pillars. They also happen to be the three emotions that are the most likely to lead to people sharing content. So that's just from a big picture perspective, what, you know, how we create value for the world and how we see our place in the universe.
It's very interesting. You know, I mean, where do you see it going? I mean, are you tracking, you know, at the growth levels that you would like to see to be that defined as what you just said?
Yes, we've grown. Our audience has grown 4x in the past year, and we recently raised a $25 million Series B financing round to capitalize the next phase of the company's growth. So we're really, really excited about what we've been able to build so far. But really, I feel like we are just getting started. Our technology is advanced compared to most media companies, but it still feels Stone Age to me compared to what it will be in 5 years from now.
Who do you guys partner with? Do you guys partner with any other companies out there in terms of helping you grow yourselves? I mean, you know, good strategic partnerships and things like that. And how do you work in that space?
We have at Dose, we have many partnerships. They're kind of inside baseball, so I'm not sure that any of them would be good fodder for this conversation. But absolutely,
generally speaking, right? Types of company. I mean, how do you guys grow through partnerships? Does that make sense?
Like, how do we think about partnerships?
Yeah, I mean, how do you leverage partnerships?
We, on the monetization side, we work with many partners who help us monetize our advertising inventory. We also work with distribution partners, so people who, you know, help get our – a big part of our success is getting our content in front of the exact right audience. We believe that every piece of content that we create at Dose is a home run, but it just needs to get in front of the right audience. So we have many partners who help us from a distribution perspective.
I love the baseball references, Marla.
Hey, Emerson, we only have a couple minutes left, so I wanted to get a quick question in about the virality of your content. Do you see, for our listening audience out there who would love to have just one piece of content go viral, do you see any trends that you can talk about very briefly?
So, yes. So first of all, I wouldn't try to make content. I wouldn't try to make viral content. It's too hard to do. The probability of actually making something viral is so low that I would just focus on, if you're going to create content that your audience will find valuable. And instead of thinking, you shouldn't always think that you have to create content, because your audience cares about that you share content with them that's valuable to them, but you can also curate. And for many small mm-hmm. business owners who have way too much on their plate to be spending, you know, hours upon hours upon hours crafting original content, there's plenty of great content already on the internet that you could point
that.
your customers to.
I love
to
that. We're going to finish that thought in an Ink article, okay? Actually, do you have about 5 more minutes, Emerson?
I do.
Can we bring you back in the next segment to finish that thought?
Absolutely.
beautiful. Okay, we're going to go into break, folks, and you're listening to The Big Pitch Radio. Join us over in social media at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter and The Big Pitch Radio Show on Facebook. Thanks for being here today. We're going to be right back with Emerson Spartz.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts. But you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And thanks for joining us here on the Big Picture Radio Show. We always have such fun during breaks. I wish you guys could be there too. Well, that probably wouldn't be good. But we're having a great time here with Emerson Sparson. Emerson, thank you so much. I mean, what you bring to the table is so valuable to us and to the audience. And we just wanted to finish up that thought real quick on viral. I love what you said, that entrepreneurs are busy and don't have time to create content, and curation can be the way to go. So give us a little bit more on that.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you're thinking, well, what content should I create for my audience? Instead of thinking, what content should I create? Remember that there are tons of other small business owners or people who have created content that your audience would love, that would be valuable for them. And it can be a much, if you don't have time to create original content, you can curate. And so by curation, what you're essentially doing is you're finding content that your audience will like and you're sharing with them. So, for example, retweeting on Twitter is an example of curation, where if you see another Twitter account tweet out something that could be relevant to your and interesting to your audience, then you can retweet it so that they see that content. You can do the same thing on Facebook by sharing content with them that's relevant. You can share links with them to articles that they would find relevant.
Great. Yeah, that is important to what do they say? Only 20% of your content should be agenda driven on social media, right?
Right.
Yeah. Emerson, thank you so much for being here today with us. Why don't you tell everybody where they can learn more about Dose and Dose Media for sure. You know, I visited that website. You do have some fascinating titles on there. So share that information with us.
You can visit us at dose.com. That's dose.com. Although I must warn you, the content can be you can get lost in it. So, you know, if you have important work to do, you might want to add that to your calendar for the end of the day.
I know, that's exactly what I was thinking when I looked at the page. I'm like, "Oh, I want to read this and I want to read that. Oh my gosh, I'm curious about that." And some of them are really funny and shocking, and some of them are touching, but it's great headlines. Thank you, Emerson. I hope you'll come back and join us again sometime.
Thanks for having me. I'd love to.
Thanks, Emerson. Appreciate it, brother.
All right. So we are up with our pitch next, and Aaliyah Hosh is with us today. Good morning. Good day, Aaliyah.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, thanks. We're thrilled to have you. Are you ready to pitch?
Hey, before you pitch, Aaliyah, I must say, my wife is happy as a clam.
Oh, good.
I want to tell you that, you know, a couple of things. Fantastic touch. And Aaliyah, I'm sorry to cut you. Aaliyah set a great care package off to us, and it has all this cool stuff that she's getting ready to talk about. And the materials, the marketing inside of it, mm-hmm. the brochures, the packaging. I mean, I'm talking about class act stuff. I mean, really, really high levels, nice stuff. And my wife loved it. She put the face mask. So I'm giving you kind of a little bit of pitch up front here, but a little bit of endorsement up front here, but it was fantastic. Nice touch. I'm sure that wasn't inexpensive to do. And we thank you ever so much for that.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm ecstatic that they loved them.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, if every company did what you did, they'd be in much, much better shape by sending out that what you sent out. It's beautiful. So go ahead, Aaliyah, when you're ready, pitch away.
Okay, well, thank you. Hello, Big Pitch. My name is Aaliyah Hosh, and I am the owner of Soul Amenities and the Spasplurs Collection. We sell hotel amenities, beauty products, and cosmetics. The Spasplurs Collection allows busy consumers to experience anti-aging, results-driven spa treatments in their home. We are affordable with treatments under $35, as well as we are socially conscious where a portion of all sales goes back to charity. Avenues by spas across America with direct consumer sales on our website. At present, the Spa Splurge collection is a startup with our products launching less than 8 months ago and over $105,000 in sales. We are seeking advice and resources to secure additional resellers and develop new business avenues to form a strategic partnership with you for Spa Splurge. I just have one question. Are you ready to play ball and splurge on yourself to invest and change for others?
And we are, Aaliyah. Thank you. That was wonderful. And I just want to say that I enjoyed the products as well. They're very luxurious. And Jason is so right on. Your branding is beautiful. The branding itself, the boxes, the design, everything, that alone is just so luxurious. And I love those those wonderful little eye masks. So thank you. Thank you, Aaliyah. I've had such fun. So you have two websites where you sell direct to consumer, and then you have your amenities, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So where do you find that you're making the greatest amount of your revenue?
So we are currently selling wholesale to resorts and spas, and so that is our huge revenue generator at this point. We are looking to expand the direct consumer sales.
Okay, great. And can you tell us what your average markup on the products are after, you know, your beautiful packaging and everything is shipped to you?
Yes. So it's about 400% markup for wholesale. And then, of course, it doubles or triples for direct sales.
400% markup?
Yes, I'm sorry. I have a terrible echo, so I'm hearing myself after I've already talked.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll try to correct that when you come back in, but for break. But so, 400% markup is really, really strong. So I got to give you credit on that. So, tell us about Spa Surge and what that's all about, primarily. I mean, with the brand itself and what you guys are trying to accomplish.
So with Spa Splurge, we are trying to differentiate ourselves from the thousands of skincare and body care products out there. We really found that there's a void in experiencing a spa treatment at a facility and then bringing home that experience and providing something similar for busy moms. You know, I'm a mom of, you know, two kids, and I'm ecstatic I can just get out of the house for 10 minutes to get a manicure and pedicure. So, you know, with the Spa Splurge collection, we really want to have women come home, relax, get a glass of wine, and experience a mini spa treatment, take time for themselves, and do it in their home. Also, you know, we really want to be able to give back to charity. So a huge portion of Spa Splurge is to splurge on yourself and invest in change for others. A portion of everything we sell does go back to charity. On the back of all of the retail boxes, it talks about the charities and the different avenues that we are donating to. So I think that that's really important as well when you're talking about a beauty and cosmetic company. But with Spa Splurge, we really want to get our brand name out there for direct consumers to be able to use them.
And how are you doing that?
So currently, I have really kind of pounded the pavement and gotten large resorts, Four Seasons, Omni's, Disney, Marriott's, Hilton's to be using our products in spa treatments as well as then selling them. For direct consumer sales, that's something if we do form a partnership, I would really like to use that capital in a couple ways. But for marketing for direct consumer sales is one of them.
Very nice, very nice. And so when you talk about pound the pavement, are you doing more of that? What's the growth pattern like, and, you know, what do you expect over the next few months, 6 months to a year?
Great question. So in the last month and a week, we've done over $25,000 in sales. So we've really hit the ground running for 2016. We have three trade shows in the next 30 days. So we're running around. So we're doing retail trade shows as well as industry trade shows. I have placed an offer to two different contracted sales representatives in key markets in the U.S. So I want to expand that avenue as well and then continue to do our trade shows and industry shows and get in front of big box buyers.
Great. When we come back, what I want to find out is when you talk about going direct to consumer, you know, if you were to get a partnership going, what do you think the best strategy is to go direct to the consumer and see if we can't help you codify that idea a little bit more right here on the air? Hopefully we can give you some help right here and beyond that. So when we come back, we're going to spend some more time. Really excited about, again, I'm telling you, you know, we do get gifts doing the show, but very few have come across, you know, like the way that Aaliyah has presented her product in Soul Amenities and Spa Splurge collection. It was fantastic. So we're going to come back. We're here with Aaliyah Hoesch. Did I say that right? Is it H-O-E-S? Is it Hoesch?
Is that right? Hoesch. H-O-S-E-H.
Yeah, Hoesch. We'll be right with Aaliyah, and she's with Soul Amenities and Spa Splurge collection. A very good product out there. I'm telling you, my wife's just raving over it. So we'll be right back. Stick around. You listen to Big Pitch Radio Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-711-9813 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-711-9813 to take your call now. Call 800-711-9813. That's 800-711-9813. Again, 800-711-9813.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. We are very, very excited to have you here with us today. We just couldn't be more blessed. We have a great show that we do here, and we get a chance to meet so many great business leaders and great people that have great products out there, pitches, and today's no exception. We got Aaliyah Hosh on with us, Solo Menis and Spa Splurge Collection. Aaliyah, just from a technical standpoint, don't worry about it. We didn't hear any of the echo that you were hearing, so it'll be coming across really, really strong. You did a great job. So, Aaliyah, go back to Marla's question or point. What is the relationship with the charities that you're talking about, alluding to?
So with our charities, my husband and I have been on numerous mission trips, and we have found that 2.8 million children under the age of 5 die every year from communicable diseases. So that's flu, diarrhea, pneumonia, and a lot of that can be curbed with, you know, being able to wash your hands and hygiene products. You know, as we were traveling, it's not just food, water, and shelter. A lot of the health of the village or the tribe comes from just being able to wash your hands. So with our amenity company, with Soul Amenities, we are able to donate hundreds of thousands of amenity sets, bar soaps, shampoo, conditioner to orphanages and to children in need all over the world. Then with our breast masks, for our collagen breast masks for the Spa Splurge collection, we are able to donate breast masks to women going through radiation therapy to really be able to relieve them and to provide comfort during their cancer treatment.
That's fantastic. It's always good to hear, you know, social causes that are being pursued by businesses we speak to on the show. It's always good to hear those stories.
Thank you.
So thank you for that work. So we talk about going direct to consumer strategy. What would be your strategy to go direct to consumer?
You know, I would really like to get in touch with, HSN, QVC, really be able to get the brand awareness out there, be able to work with bloggers as well as, you know, some of the top print and radio and TV media to be able to create the brand awareness.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And beyond that, have you thought about other strategies that might be, so you talk about the print and blogging and things like that. Any other kind of strategies you've thought about?
Yeah. So another strategy, you know, if we can form a partnership would be to build a diversity to not cannibalize our luxury market that Spa Splurge Collection is currently in, but grow a different market share by rebranding the beauty and cosmetic products for big box stores like Target, Walmart, as seen on TV. These would be perfect products to take away that beautiful packaging and rebrand them for the everyday consumer, however, still keeping the luxury market and the Spa Splurge Collection brand name out into the field.
Right, absolutely. You know, and Kevin talks about this a lot, Marla, right? He talks about it's really a demonstrative product where, you know, when she talks about getting into the other, you know, the big box stores and things like that, you could see her going into those and you know, doing demonstrations around her product, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a client who does just that. She has a wonderful, wonderful facial soap and plug to my client. It's called Core Silver. I love it and I use it. And she has rebranded and her product is being sold under other brands. And she's been very successful at that. So that's a great strategy as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, so you're right. And of course, we have our connections with As Seen on TV. So we'll certainly make that introduction to Kevin.
Well, and I wanted to say that, you know, you not only have a good product, but you obviously are great at sales. Are you doing the majority of the sales into the resorts and things like that?
Yes, sir. I've done 100% of the sales.
Okay, good, good. So you're busy, to say the least. And what about expansion within those brands as well? I mean, how is that playing out for you? And I mean, I'm sure there's some testing going on and seeing how it plays in their, you know, the locations they have them in now. But are there already discussions around expanding into other locations within those brands?
Oh, of course, definitely. I have a partnership with Pinnacle Entertainment where we are at 3 different properties currently, as well as with Disney. We're in multiple properties with them. Where I'm really seeing growth, you know, beyond just individual sales, is with the private label of the eye mask, which I think in the package I sent you guys some of those as an example. Mm-hmm. I'm really seeing growth where my hotels are private labeling the eye masks for turn down. They're private labeling them for marketing. I'm seeing a big surge in large businesses and corporations using them for conventions. You know, it's a really unique marketing tool. You know, it's so different than a USB stick. I swear if I go to one more trade show or fundraiser gala and I get a USB stick, I'm just going to pull my hair out. So it's a really unique, innovative marketing tool, and I'm really seeing a lot of growth that way. But yes, within, you know, the Hiltons, the Four Seasons, the Marriotts, I am growing.
Well, fantastically, I think you've done a great job here, and Marla, I'll wrap it up. I think that, you know, you're really crushing it. What I want to do, I'm a little reluctant to say exactly where you fell in terms of what base you landed out here, because I want to get more information and we'll follow up with you about that. It's mm-hmm. to do a little bit more due diligence, but I really, you know, anybody like you who has the hustle that you have, want to find a way to get behind you. And so if that helps, I hope that that's encouraging to you, and know that we will be reaching back out to you to figure out how we can work with you in some way. And I hope that that's something that's doable for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I'm thrilled to hear you say that. And I, you know, I would love to have a strategic partner with, you know, your expertise and, you know, business knowledge, as well as your contacts.
Well, be careful what you ask for. we have to do that. Tell people real quickly where they could find out more about your company, Aaliyah.
So they can find out for the spa products, they can go to spasplurgecollection.com. So it's SPASPLURGE collection.com. And for my wholesale resorts and for my amenities, they can go to soulamenities.com. And that's SOUL.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. We hope you enjoyed your time here at Big Pitch Radio.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate all of your time and reaching out to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye now, Aaliyah.
Thanks, Aaliyah. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye. Bye.
All right, great. You've been listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. We appreciate your time. See you guys next time. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.